We're on Radio Row again here in Phoenix, Super Bowl 57, covering it with the entire ticket team. Been a great week so far. A lot of big things in store for you on the show this morning, including the observation deck now with Gordo, brought to us by A1 Air and Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
Thank you so much, Junior. I don't know if you noticed this when we were coming back last night, which was kind of late for me because I haven't been getting much sleep. Last night was no exception. I just couldn't sleep in my hotel room, which I don't understand. It's a nice hotel room. It's not loud, but I'm having really a lot of trouble sleeping. And we get on the bus to come back to the hotel, and we had to wait for, like, what, 45 minutes?
It was 30 minutes. We got on, like, at 9:02, and Kat was in front of me and said, when does the bus leave? And they said, whenever it fills up or 9:30. And I looked, and it was empty, and I thought, oh, no, we're going to sit here for 30 minutes.
And was it? It felt longer than 30 minutes to me before we left, but maybe it was only 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was 30.
But we sat there and we sat there and we sat there. Anyway, we get going, and almost the last couple people that get on, Killer was sitting in front of me. I was sitting next to Donnie, and Killer was sitting in front of me and had an open seat next to him. Jason Killer Kellison was on the window. Well, on gets this couple, and the woman sits next to Killer, and she immediately starts chatting him up. And I'm thinking, I'll be darned, Killer is scoring well with this woman.
Hey!
Somehow she's taken an interest in him. And Killer, of course, is a faithful husband and father, and you had no sexual interest in her, did you, Killer?
I didn't have... Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I didn't have any interest. I didn't even want to be a part of the conversation.
Maybe.
You had no choice.
I was almost asleep at the window. I was thinking, I'll 10-minute drive back, I'll nap on the way there, just go straight to bed when I get back to the room.
Yeah,
she apologized for waking me up.
Yes. Though. She sat down next to him and said, sorry for waking you up and everything.
God.
And Killer was being nice and says, oh, well, I wasn't sleeping. I was just closing my eyes and resting and everything. And she's like, oh, okay, you know, and everything. And she just starts in on him. She's one of these chatties, right? She's very chatty, kind of like Norm. She's got a chat. And she did not give him a moment's rest when they sat there. So I didn't realize this until I got back to the hotel, but I had been rolling on my phone. I was recording and got a little bit of this conversation. Now, see if you can make 3 minutes into this and if it entertains you, okay? So, may have to listen closely. All right. Hold on a second.
Can't wait for you to hear it.
And how old would you say she was, Killer?
50?
So, pretty good little age, right?
Yeah.
Pretty good little age.
Good little age.
So the guy was not her husband, right? It looked like a coworker, perhaps?
Maybe.
Okay.
Because he tried to stay away from her.
She would have sat with her husband.
He tried to stay. Well, they were no two seats together, I don't think.
At that point.
There still was at the back of the bus.
Yeah, but they sat towards the front with us, so maybe they didn't see him. I don't know.
That's where she, like, for some reason, that's like that other, and I was like, that's not where she lives, but I was like, it was funny because the people from Murphy, they go, oh, Louisville. And then they got down there and they're like, oh, these are actually nice homes. I was like, yeah.
I think that's what they were thinking.
They're going to make me come up with them. I was like, yeah. So she was like, you kind of see them around. And I was like, okay. But it was very interesting when the person that had a very nice home here to come here was like, I'd only ever seen it, and I didn't know that there. So there is obviously a different side of the track of Louisville.
Yeah, there is a big different side of the track.
Because so her neighborhood, when they open up all the gates for Halloween, she buys single ring pops.
Okay.
So that's a different kind of, it's like an unusual, so it's like her signature.
Are you following any of this?
No.
She went from
living
in Louisville
to Halloween.
To Halloween.
And then I like, she goes, and she bought a single ring pop. And Killer's like, yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Like,
ring
that makes
made
sense.
What is the killer?
It's a piece of candy, yeah, but what does it mean? A single ring pop?
She bought, like, no, but she bought, like, so many thousand. And every year they see, like, they try to go later to be how long they can last before they run out. And I want to say, like, 5,000. That sounds like she's like, people would like, drive and then, like, stop and then they go, because her whole neighborhood is a very big, you know, like, big, you know, so the kids, people definitely from the wrong side of tracks, and then people driving from, like, 20 minutes away to trick or treat in their neighborhood. And the houses, people decorate. It's like a thing. I get that. I live in New York City. It's not the same, but they actually have a thing where in your buildings, you have to flag yourself so that they only come to, they only trick or treat just as the people that have signed up, so they know.
She was nodding off.
Each floor, which ones have candy? How much outdoor floor did you lose in this last multi-day freeze?
I don't know yet.
So listen to that. That topic changed.
She went from Halloween, like basically, you know, how
Halloween
we leave the,
in New York
the
City
porch light on,
and then how much floor did you lose in the last multi-day freeze?
Well, I flew out here on Saturday, so ice. When I lived on Friday, I still had a little bit of ice, but I won't really know for a couple of weeks. But the last one, 2 years ago, I lost.
This is when the conversation has been punted over to Killer, and you think that this picked up the interest level?
No, I had no interest in being in part of the conversation to begin with.
It was unbelievable. Then you went into some detailed explanation about how your sister was flying and couldn't get on Tuesday, but then Tuesday it was, but then on Wednesday it was this, and then but you were able to get a flight on Saturday, and it was just there were days of the weeks that were flying back and forth between y'all, and
it was that the most boring conversation ever.
Donnie and I were just dying laughing.
I looked over at one point in time. I looked over because I didn't look behind me, but I looked over, and both George and Kat had the biggest smiles on their face.
Yeah, just,
and they were staring at me.
Well, we've just never seen a woman chat you up, Killer.
and I thought, okay, Killer's probably wearing that poor woman out, but then I looked over, no, she's wearing him out.
No,
and
it was like,
I don't think Killer said a word.
It was like Apollo Creed on Rocky. I mean, she was clearly winning this fight, but Killer was hanging in there.
And there's at least 5 minutes straight where I didn't say a word.
I know.
I believe it.
And the line of the night was in the elevator back at the hotel when Killer said, now I know how you guys feel when I'm talking to you.
Why am I telling this
he
story?
He ducked out of the hotel. He hung back because she walked into the hotel before us, and he didn't want to see her again.
He didn't want to ride up the elevator
with her.
Didn't
want to get stuck on there. Because first of all, I would have been stuck on there, and one of you two would have been on there. Probably you, because you were trying to pull me onto the elevator car.
Yeah, I wanted you to ride with her. I was trying to push y'all back together where she'd start whipping your ass. She just felt really comfortable with you, Killer.
I don't know why.
Hey, now.
I didn't want to be there.
You just seemed like a friendly guy that she could sit down and really share.
Oh, look,
with.
He's got a Santa beard. I can talk to him.
My friend tried to fly back for so many days, and the other friend was trying to leave. And
the morning flights were all canceled, but the afternoon flights still got out. Like, my sister flew to San Francisco.
Oh, oh my gosh. Well, it was a funny moment. Once again, you provided us with another funny moment, Killer. And even though you took the beating on this one. did you get where she was from? What media outlet she was from?
I have no idea. I just know she's from like New York City and she has friends that live in Dallas.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well,
all I
tell us more about that.
Okay. All right. Wow. That was amazing.